My sermon this morning is the most deadly epidemic.
今天早上我们的题目是最致命的瘟疫。
Can we get the first slide, please? Or the second slide, I guess. Okay, there we go. How many of you have heard of Ebola? The Ebola virus.
没有多少人听说过这个伊波拉病毒。
It's probably one of the most feared diseases in the world today.
今天来讲是最可怕的一种疾病。
There are probably those among you who have more knowledge of medicine than I do.
我确信你们中的一些人对这个疾病的了解比我更多。
If you contract this virus, it's 90% fatal.
如果你看一下这个病毒的记录的话，90%的致命。
Sadly for them, but happily for us, it's mostly confined to Africa.
对欧洲来讲的话是比较可悲的，当然对我们来讲也许有一点幸运，就是说这个只是在蔓延在非洲地区。
It's a very, very bad disease.
这个是非常坏的一种疾病。
Next slide, please.There's another really bad disease epidemic that took place called the Black Death.
这个还有另外一种叫黑死病，也是非常可怕的。
I have to move this; it keeps getting in my way. That's better. It was responsible for an estimated 100 million deaths in Europe between 1349 and 1356.
它在欧洲。1349年到1356年之间曾经有差不多1亿的人死掉。
That's like 30% of the population of the United States dying in a very short period of time.
就相当于就是说如果以北美的人口来讲有30%-60%的人在很短的时间内。
But at that time it took the lives of between 30% and 60% of the population of the entire continent.
那实际上，那整个的欧洲大陆来讲，就是30%-60%的人死掉。
A brief outbreak in 1603 in the city of London killed 38,000 people.
在1603年的话，在伦敦的城里面就死掉38,000人。
And during a 30-year period in China in the late 1800s, it killed 25 million people.
在1865年之后的30年中，在中国，它实际上这个黑死病导致了2500万人死亡。
I mean, these are just horrible statistics for an epidemic.
这些就是非常令人恐怖的这种统计数据。
But in spite of the fact that these are bad, there were some people who survived.
尽管这些瘟疫非常可怕，但是还是有些人幸存下来。
And thankfully, today there's a medical treatment for most of these things, which means that we're relatively safe.
令人感激的是，就是今天我们已经有很多不同的医疗方法，就是说我们比较安全了。
Next slide.Unfortunately, there is a epidemic of a disease that's the most deadly of all, and that's sin.
但实际上，这有另外一种，就是说最致命的，所有中最致命的一种瘟疫，那实际上就是罪。
Sin infects 100% of all people.
这个罪是100%的感染率。
And it's always 100% fatal.
是100%的致命。
When we think about sin, we don't often think of it in terms of a disease.
当我们回想这个罪的时候，很多情况下我们并不把它跟那个疾病联系起来。
And yet, this sin is more deadly than any disease, and it not only has consequences for this life, it has eternal consequences as well.
这个罪的话，它不仅是影响我们现在的这种生活，而且呢，它也有致命的后果，对我们将来的永生的生活。
When I was a young pastor, actually I wasn't even a pastor yet, I was a young Christian, I had the chance to work with a pastor in a small church in southern Illinois.
当我曾经是比较年轻的时候，作为一个基督徒。 我曾经跟一个小镇上的牧师一起工作。
And it was a really good experience for me because I got to shadow him and watch how he did things and learn how he preached.
这个经历呢非常宝贵，因为呢我可以在他之下就是看他怎么做。
But one thing he told me that I've always tried to remember is that you should preach on the topic of sin at least once a year.
其中他告诉我有一件事情，就是说对我非常有用。Because
Because it is a deadly disease, and people need to understand what it is and how they can combat it.
因为它是一个非常致命的一种瘟疫。 而且我们必须学会如何来抵挡这种疾病。
So this morning what I'd like to do is I'd like to look at this disease that we call sin and try to come to terms with what it is.
今天早上我想一起来看一下，就是说这个病到底是怎么一回事，然后我们如何来对待它。
And then I want to talk about the antidote that will enable us to overcome the consequences of sin.
然后呢，我们可以来看一下，就说这个解药，对于这种罪的解药，然后呢，它的后果是什么？
So let's look at the first slide. Or the next slide.
下一张。
What is this disease?
我们来看一下，就说这个罪是怎样的一种病。
There's a lot of different definitions that you can come up with for sin.
还有不同的定义。
And interestingly, there's often a very cultural understanding of what sin is as well.
同时呢，就是说文化上对这个罪也有一种不同的理解。
But if you go to dictionary.com, these are the definitions that you get.
如果你上网去那个字典那个网站的话。
First one is, it's a transgression of some divine law, like the sin of Adam.
第一种定义就是说对神的法律的神性法律的过犯，比如说亚当的罪。
Second one is, it's an act regarded as a transgression, especially a willful or deliberate violation of some religious or moral principle.
第二种呢，就是说，一种行为，这种过是一种过犯的行为，经常是就是说刻意的来违反某些宗教上或者是道德上的要点。And
the last one is probably more it's a more general thing, but it says it's a reprehensible or regrettable action, behavior or lapse, a great fault or offense.
第三种就是它稍微弱一点，就是一种可以。 令人后悔的行为，或者是做过的事情。
Most people, when they think about sin, they think about it being doing something wrong.
我们好多人来想这个罪的话，就是我们做错了什么事情。
And not just something wrong, usually it's some big type of bad thing.
经常来讲，就是说这是一个比较大的过犯。
And I know that in Chinese, the word that's usually translated sin refers to crime.
我知道中文的话，我们就直接就把它翻译成就是罪，犯罪。
So in many of the conversations I've had with non-Christian Chinese over the years, and I bring up the idea of sin, they say, well, hey, I'm not a sinner.
很多情况下，我跟那个说中文的人来交流的时候，当我说这个罪的时候，他们经常会说，我没有犯什么罪。And
the reason is because, you know, they've never committed any kind of big crime.
这个原因就是说，他们从来也没有犯过正儿八经的罪。They
say, I've never murdered anyone or stolen from my employer.
就他们从来也没有谋杀掉任何人，或者是从他们的雇主那里，就是来贪污。Yeah,
so they don't see sin as being something which really applies to them.
他们并不认为就是说这个 罪，这个圣经意义上的罪，对他们来讲，就是说可以使用到他们身上。
Can we get the next slide? The concept of sin biblically, though, is much much broader than just this idea of a big crime.
圣经上的罪，实际上就是说它比那个现实意义上的犯罪更广泛。
The biblical word that translates sin was originally a term that was used for people who were archers.
在早期翻译的这个罪的话，在射箭中用了射箭中的一个定义。
The idea of to sin was to miss the mark.
就说这个罪，就说没有打中就是罪。
And the mark that the scriptures talk about is God's standard of perfect holiness.
在从字义上来讲的话，就说打中这个靶心的话，就是我们完全要符合就是神的那个要求。
In other words, it's not being perfect in all that we do.
这个罪对我们来讲，就是我们无法做到完美，就是一种罪。
So sin is breaking a law usually.
这个罪经常来讲，实际上是就是说破坏了那些法则。
It's breaking the law of God's perfect standard.
实际上我们犯了就是打破神的准则的。
But it doesn't necessarily have to do with an act in which you commit and do something wrong.
这个其实就是也不一定就是跟我们做了什么错事一样。
And God made it so that we would be able to at least have a little bit of understanding what that is by putting it in our conscience.
神让我们对他有所了解，就是说神把给我们一点点良心，把它放进去，这样的话。
The standard of God's perfection is given to us in Romans 1:19 when it says, because that which is known about God is evident within the person, because God made it evident to them.
就像罗马书中所讲的，神的事情，人所能知道的，在他里面原是明显的，因为神已经向他们显明了。
And so God has placed within us an understanding of right and wrong that our conscience should give us an indication of when we are actually sinning.
就神给了我们一种能力，就是这样的话，我们就能知道什么是对的，什么是错的，而且就是说良心的话，让我们知道我们应该怎样做。
Next slide, please.Oftentimes when we talk about sin biblically, people lapse into this idea of original sin.
在圣经中讲的话，我们讲 sin, 我们经常会回到这个最原始的定义。
Original sin is kind of like almost spiritually, genetically passed along to us from our forefathers.
这种原罪就好像是从就像遗传给我们的，从我们的祖先里面传下来的
So in other words, when Adam and Eve sinned, something crept into their souls spiritually that gets passed along to us, and that's the tendency to sin.
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候，就是说这种他们这种行为就颠倒他们的那个密码里面，然后传给我们。
But sin predates even the sin of Adam and Eve.
但实际上罪它在亚当夏娃之前就存在。
The first sin was that of Satan.
第一个罪实际上是从起源于撒旦。
If you read in Isaiah chapter 14 verses 12 through 14, you see how Satan originally sinned against the Lord.
如果你来读那个以赛亚14的话第14章的话，你就知道它是如何发生的。
This is what Isaiah says. How have you fallen from heaven, O morning star, O son of the dawn? You said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of assembly.On the utmost heights of the sacred mountain, I will ascend above the tops of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High.
这就是在以赛亚里面讲的罪，明亮之星，早晨之子啊， 你何竟从天坠坠落？你这攻败列国的何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
See, Satan was created as God's most perfect angel.
实际上撒旦是神所创造的最完美的天使。
He was the most beautiful.
是最美丽的。
He was the most powerful.
最有能力的。
I mean, he was the top of all of the angels.
他是所有众天使之上。
But one day he got to looking in the mirror and goes, I'm pretty good looking.
有一天他对着镜子一看，觉得我长得非常好。
You know, I think I could do just as good a job as God.
他认为他就是跟神一样。
I think I will begin to do these things myself.
他认为我认为我也可以这样，就像神一样做事。
And in this passage, five times he uses the word "I will."
在那个以赛亚里面，他用了这个“我”五次。
God created all of his creatures not to say "I will," but to say "Your will."
神创造了这个所有的万物众生。他是用了我会或我要。
And so for a sin, Satan was cast down to the earth.
因为罪的关系，就是撒旦被送到地上。
Now, how was it that Satan came to tempt Eve in the garden that fateful day?
就是说，这个撒旦是如何来诱惑夏娃的呢？
Next slide. Well, he comes up with an apple. Says, "Hey, this looks pretty good, doesn't it?"
他首先就是用一个苹果，他跟说，这个苹果非常好吧。
Ironically, it had nothing, or it had very little to do with the apple.
但实际上，它跟苹果是没有关系的。
The sequence kind of goes like this: Satan comes up to Eve and says, "Did God really say you shouldn't eat from any of the fruit of the garden?"
他这是这个事情发生的经过，撒旦先对夏娃说，那个神有没有跟你说不可以吃园中某些树的果子？
He twisted God's command just a little bit here.
他实际上把神的话语稍微改变了一下子。
He wanted to see whether Eve had really been paying attention to the lessons that she was supposed to have learned.
他实际上是想试一下，就是夏娃有没有就是听清神的话。
Now Eve gets it partially right.
夏娃其实对了一半，一部分。
She says, "We may eat from the fruit of the trees of the garden, but God did say, 'You must not eat from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die.'"
然后这个夏娃就说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神说你们不可以吃，也不可以摸，免得你们死。
Now, if you go back to the instructions that God gave, she's almost right.
如果我们看一下神最初给她的指令的话，她其实是基本上都对。
God said you can eat from any tree you want except for this one.
神说了，园中所有树的果子都可以吃，除了这一棵树。
And he did say that in the day you eat from it, you will die.
他确实也说了，就是你吃的那一天你会死去。
Eve added to God's instructions, though.
夏娃实际上是就是说中间加了一点点东西。
Whether this indicates that she was resentful for the fact that she couldn't eat the tree, or maybe Adam taught her poorly.
这个我们不是特别清楚，他是否就是说，对神不让他吃那棵树感到不高兴，或者是就是说，亚当跟他说错了。
But she adds to it, and she says, "But you must, and you must not touch it."
这个他加来那句话就是说，你也不可以摸。
God said nothing about not touching it.
实际上神没有讲这句话。
But Satan had her.The second that she said that.
但是撒旦立马就抓住了这个机会，当他说出来的时候。
He says, "You touch it, you're not going to die."
说 撒旦就说你摸了你不会死的。
And that was true. She wasn't going to die for touching it because God didn't say you'll die if you touch this fruit.
其实他是对的，就是说神也没有说你摸了它你就会死。
But if she could touch it and not die, she could probably, in her mind, she thought if I can touch it and not die, I can also eat it and I won't die.
在她的脑海里面，她想到就是说如果我摸了没有死的话，那么我吃了也不一定会死。
But the real issue is found in verse 4.
实际上就是说第四节是重点。
I mean, 4 and 5 says, For you will not die, said the serpent to the woman, for God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God.
蛇对女人说你们不一定死因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了你们便如神能知道善恶。
This was not just a matter of knowing good and evil, it was a matter of determining what was good and what was evil.
这个并不是就是说是知道善和恶，而是说，就说能决定什么是善，什么是恶。
Eve did not want to be under the commands of God.
夏娃并不想在神的掌控之下。
She wanted to be free to determine what she wanted to do and do it regardless of what God said.
她想要自由，她想要这种自由能来决定什么是善，什么是恶。
It's that same sin that Satan had. I will.
她实际上是同样的罪，就是撒旦的罪，就是我要。
And the irony is, when Satan said, "You will be like God." She already was like God. She was created in God's image.
因为这个就是说滑稽的是说你们会像神一样但实际上义务已经像神一样因为他是通过神的那个image, 神的影像来产生的样子。
But when she chose to disobey God, it was at that point that she lost that wonderful creation in his image.
但实际上从他决定的那一刻他已经丧失了就是神的样子。
The sin that she took upon herself has been passed on to us.
他就说所得到的那个罪实际上是传给了我们。
And so every sin since the time of Eve in some way revolves around the thought that I should be able to determine what is best for me and to act upon that.
自从夏娃亚当和夏娃的时代随着这种罪的繁衍我们也有这种心理就是说我自个自我想要有这种自由来识别善与恶
Next slide, please.
做什么
So,Basically, the wages of Eve's sin was death.
基本上就是说罪的工价就是死。
It was death for ultimately for them.
这是一种死发生到亚当和夏娃身上。
And it's death for us as well.
这种也发生到我们本身。
Not necessarily immediate physical death.
倒不是说立马就是死掉。
Although in some cases sin might cause that.
有些时候罪确实能产生那种效果。
But just as death is a separation of the body and the spirit,
实际上就是死它是把那个灵和身体来分开。
So spiritually, death is a separation of our spirits from God's.
实际上就是说灵上的死就是我们与神的分离。
Paul says the wages of sin is death.
保罗说这个罪的工价就是死。
In other words, it's something that we earn for ourselves.
从另一方面来讲的话就是我们赚的。
It's not something that is imposed upon us because Adam and Eve sinned. It's something that we actualize ourselves.
但实际上就是说有些时候并不一定是从亚当和夏娃来的是我们自个儿给自个儿加上去的。
One theologian says that original sin in our lives puts us on death row.
Is it the original 原罪?
Original sin, the sin that we inherit from Adam and Eve puts us on death row.
Okay, 这种原罪从亚当和夏娃来的原罪实际上把我们放到那个死刑犯的单子名单上。
But the execution of the sentence of death comes not because of what Adam and Eve did, but because what we do ourselves.
但是这种执行实际上是跟亚当和夏娃是没有关系的，实际上是跟我们本身有关。
Romans 5:12 says, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned.
在罗马第五章，就好像罪藉着一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，所以死就临到了全人类，因为人人都犯了罪。
And so original sin comes from Adam and Eve, but our alienation from God is our own responsibility.
最初的原罪是来自于亚当和夏娃，但是我们与神的分离是我们自己造成的。
Next slide, please. So, is sin a crime or not?
那罪是一种文学意现实意义中的犯罪吗？
Well, yeah, there are sins of commission, we call them. Things that we do that separate us from God.
某种程度上来讲确实是，就是说我们做了不该做的事情。
Sins that violate God's commands and thus separate us from Him.
就是那些我们所做的违反了神的律法，使我们从神分开。
But there are also sins of omission.
另一种罪就是说没做该做的事情。
These are actions that we should do, but we don't.
那些就是说我们应该做的事情，但是呢，我们采取了不去做。
How many times do we see someone that perhaps we should help and we pass by?
有多少次就是说我们见到需要帮助的人，我们从他们身边擦身而过
？Or how many times are there that we should speak up for someone and we remain silent?
就是有多少次我们应该站起来为这个事情来呼吁，但是呢我们啥也没有做。
And so there's sins of commission, there's sins of omission, but it goes even further. Next slide, please.
所以呢这是两种罪，就是做不该做的事情还有没有做该做的事情。
More than anything else, sin is a mindset.
实际上罪有时候是一种思维倾向。
Paul writes in Romans 8,he says, those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. And we'll let you...
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
保罗在他的这个书信中讲到，跟随肉体的人以肉体的事情为念，随从圣灵的人以圣灵的事为念。以肉体为念就是死，以圣灵为念就是生命平安。因为以肉体为念就是与神为仇，既不服从神的律法，也的确不能够服从。属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
This idea of a mindset is it's what I think. It's what motivates me to do things.
这种思维倾向来讲的话，是我怎样如何去想，它影响我们的行为呢？
Sin begins up here.
这个神是来自于我们的意念，是那个罪是来自于我们的意念。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus in Matthew 5 makes this really clear.
在马太第五章，就是耶稣把这个说得非常清楚。
He says that if you even look upon a woman to lust for her in your heart, it's like committing adultery.
所以呢，就是用眼去看一个女人，心里起念头的话，那么也就是犯了奸淫罪。
Or he also says that if you're angry with your brother, that it's the same as committing murder.
所以如果你对你的兄弟生气的话，实际上这就是谋杀罪。
Now most of us have never committed murder.
我们大部分人好像从来没杀过人。
And yet my guess is that all of us have been angry with people before.
但是呢，我们好像我们所有的人都曾经变得很愤怒。
And it's that anger that ultimately leads to murder.
实际上正是因为那种愤怒有时候导致了这种谋杀。
And generally that anger comes from not getting what we want or having things work out the way we think they should.
这种愤怒来自于就是说我们没有得到我们想要的东西，然后事情没有像我们想象的那样。
And that's sin.
这个就是罪。
Next slide, please. There's a sense in which culture impacts how we understand sin.
就是有一种文化的影响对我们罪的理解。
The old story goes that you can boil a frog and he won't even know it if you start with a low temperature and raise it slowly.
这个就是我们所讲的温水煮青蛙的事。
And in the same way, in the culture that we live, there are some things that are so generally accepted by the population that we don't even recognize that they're sin anymore.
同样的情况下在日常生活中我们在不知不觉地接受一些事情，所以我们慢慢的也就忘了这种原则性的问题。
In Isaiah's day, God condemned those who were heroes at drinking and champions of mixed drinks.
在以赛亚的时代神实际上来谴责那些就是说饮酒调酒的人。
I mean, the culture had made drunkenness something that you looked up to.
就说文化上它有时候造成了那些罪，实际上有时候我们还拔不得去做它。
And we do much of the same thing today with sex, for example.
今天我们实际上对性的方面就是这种影响。
Everything that you read about in the papers in some way, shape, or form is going to have some connection to sexual freedom these days.
就说我们每日所读的或者是所听到的好多情况下就是说对性上面的自由。
Because it's that sexual freedom that is the ultimate good in our culture.
这种在文化上来讲的话性方面的自由好像就是一种非常美好的东西。
But God says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil."
但是神说，祸在那些称恶为善、称善为恶的人。
And we need to be able to step back and look at what's taking place in our culture through the eyes of Scripture.
我们应该是就是说退一步，然后呢来看一看，就是说这种文化上的这种影响。
Let's go with the next slide, please.From God's perspective, sin is just as deadly as the Ebola virus.
从神的角度上来讲的话，这个罪就跟那些致命的瘟疫一样。
It's not that God is sitting in heaven saying, "I can't wait to punish these people for things that are fun."
他实际上并不是说，神在天堂里就是说摩拳擦掌，就是来准备惩罚那些犯罪的人。
God created us to live in a specific way that is best for us and enables us to experience the abundant life that Jesus came to give.
神创造了我们，神让我们去享受这种丰富、丰满、富足的东西。
But sin blocks that.
但是呢，我们的罪实际上是防止我们来享受这些东西。
Sin breaks our relationship with God.
这个罪把我们跟神的关系来搞坏。
Sin breaks our relationships with one another.
罪把我们的就是我们之间的关系破坏掉。
And sin actually breaks our relationship with creation as well.
这种罪实际上把我们跟这个创世这个创造来隔离。
Pollution and damage to the environment, things that destroy the beauty of what God created, is also a manifestation of sin.
就是这种污染来造成就是环境的恶化，实际上这也是一个例子，就是说一个犯罪的例子。
But sin not only costs us, it also costs God.
这个罪不仅对我们造成损失，也给神来造成损失。
Again, because of sin, because of the I will, we are alienated from Him, and He loves us and wants to have a relationship with us.
因为这个罪的缘故，所以呢，我们与神隔离。但是呢，神是实际上希望我们与他和好，与他在一起啊。
And because God loves us that much, it cost Him.The death of his only son in order to take care of the penalty that is due our sin.
因为神非常的爱我们，以至于他把他的独生子送来给我们赎罪。
Next slide, please. So what's the antidote?
So, 什么是解药呢?
What can take care of this sin problem?
就是什么样的什么样的方法能医治这种罪?
Well, the first thing that everyone has to know is the only way that your sin can be washed away is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
第一个我们必须要理解就是说我们的罪能被洗净的话只能通过耶稣基督的宝血。
Until you're willing to submit yourself to the lordship of Jesus Christ and to say, your will be done, not mine, sin cannot be taken care of.
除非我们可以就是说能接受这个事实我们对神来来悔改就是说你的意愿你的旨意行到天上如同行到地上否则的话这个事情没法发生。
But when we accept Christ into our life as Lord and Savior, we can have our sin not just pushed aside, but totally washed away.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们不仅能就是说能是我们实际上能把我们的罪完全的洗净，而不是说把罪往后推一下。
And if this morning you have never made a commitment to follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I would encourage you to do that before you leave.
如果今天早上之前你还从来没有就是说得到这个就是耶稣基督的宝贵的救赎的话，我鼓励你来做这个事情。
But for those of us who are Christians, we still have a problem with sin sometimes.
对我们基督徒来讲的时候，实际上我们仍然会有罪发生。
And the scriptures say that the way that we can rid ourselves of this spiritual virus is first to confess our sin.
实际上就是说，在从在圣经上来讲的话。我们第一步所该做的就是实际上是来告解。
The word to confess means to say the same thing as God does.
告解的意思就是说，就是说神所说的话。
And then after we confess our sin, we need to repent.
当我们就是承认就是告解的话，我们下一步就是说来悔改。
If we're going this direction towards sin, we need to stop and turn around and go the other direction.
所以呢，如果我们离罪朝一个方向的话，我们应该反方向180度的来走。
We need to have a godly sorrow for that sin which we commit.
我们应该有一种神灵上的忧伤，关于我们所犯的那些罪。
Because when we're really truly sorry for our sins, then it leads us to repentance and it leads us back into the presence of God.
因为如果我们有这种忧伤的话，那么我们就可以就是说有那种有那些悔改，我们不需要再接着懊悔，我们就可以得救。
The difference is a sorrow that we actually have hurt God versus a sorrow that we got caught.
这种区别是非常细微的，就是说，一个就是说，我们对他感到懊悔；另一方面，他不是说，因为我们被抓住了，我们才感到懊悔。
Next slide, please. We need to breathe. We need.
我们需要来呼吸。
We need to exhale the bad. We need to confess our sins.
我们应该把那个坏的东西，把罪的东西来吐出、呼出来。
1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
在第一个约翰一书里面就说，我们若认自己的罪，神就是信实的、公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Not only do we need to exhale, though we need to inhale and invite the Holy Spirit to come and fill us.
我们不仅要呼气，我们实际上也要吸气，就是我们要邀请圣灵住在我们里面。
Every Christian has the Holy Spirit living in them, but we need to be renewed in the Spirit when we sin.
每一个基督徒实际上里面都有圣灵来驻扎，但是呢，我们需要来重新苏醒这种圣灵。
And when we do this, we have life and we have restoration.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就有这种呼吸的这种功能。
Let's skip down two slides, more slides. Next, one more. Okay. So the way we immunize ourselves then is we focus on God, His greatness, His love, and His mercy.
我们如何来得到这种免疫呢？那么实际上是就是说，我们应该集中到神，把我们的心思意念集中到神的身上。
We need to be willing to accept His discipline.
我们应该愿意接受他的律法。
What God calls us to is far too great for us to be able to accomplish on our own.
实际上就是说神的这种律法对我们来讲的话有时候是非常难以达到的。
But by His grace, we are able to do this and attain victory and spiritual health.
但是因为有他的恩典我们加上圣灵的帮助我们实际上是可以来达到的。
There's a lot more I'd like to share, but I'm out of time.
有更多的我愿意来分享，但是时间好像不是太够。
But I'll conclude with this.
让我这样来做一个结论。
We must be so careful about this deadly virus of sin.
我们对这种致命的这种瘟疫，which它就是那个罪，要非常小心。
The pastor that told me I needed to preach on sin annually because the people need to remember.
这个牧师以前那个牧师他跟我讲，就是说要每年都要来讲一次关于罪的道，因为我们需要来记住他。
A few years ago, I heard that he did not practice what he preached. He fell away from the Lord. The pastor fell away from the Lord.
几年前，我听到他就是说，他实际上在神的路上偏离了。
He left his wife.
他离开了他的妻子。
He took up with a homosexual lover.
他找了一个同性恋的这个朋友。
And by now he's probably dead of AIDS.
他现在可能就是有那个艾滋病。
It's not enough to just know the truth.
光知道这个事实的真相实际上是不够的。
We must be reminded of it.
我们必须时时刻刻地受到提醒。
We need to encourage one another.
我们必须鼓励互相鼓励。
And we need to act upon the truth that we know that God will forgive if we continue to confess and to invite His Spirit.
我们必须因着真理而行而做事。
May God save us from our sins.
愿神把我们从罪里面拯救出来。
Let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你的话语。
Thank you for the forgiveness that you have bought for us in our Lord Jesus.
谢谢你原谅我，就是耶稣基督替我们赎罪。
Thank you that we have been healed of this spiritual sin, but help us to remember that it still comes back.
我们谢谢你医治这种我们圣灵上的这种罪所以我们可以圣灵可以回来。
Father, please help us to keep our lives clean from the sin that comes back again and again.
我们祷告就是我们日常的生活离罪洗净我们的罪罪离我们很远。
And by the power of your Holy Spirit, may weConstantly walk with you.
我们祷告圣灵，就是说时时刻刻的与我们同在。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to share in communion now.
我们今天要是六月份第一次，我们要领圣餐。
Communion is a time to remember that Jesus indeed has taken the penalty of our sin.
这是为了我们纪念就是耶稣基督为我们赎的罪。
We invite all of you who are baptized believers to share in this remembrance of Christ's death for our sin.
所有受洗的人可以一同与我们来领取圣餐。
Could we have the ushers come forward, please?
Thank you. The night he betrayed his breath, when he couldn't actually broken his bread.